The HALO program is an acronym for Helping Adolescents Achieve Long-Term Objectives. We are in our fifth year, and basically the program exposes at-risk youth who are involved with the court system to different mediums of art. And through the art classes, the kids build skills and assets that they can then use ongoing in their life and into their adulthood.
And how is it decided who gets into this program? Because I imagine they can't serve everybody.
Basically, what it takes is for a young person who's involved with our court system is their case manager, probation officer. Somebody notices that there is an interest in art, whether the young person, you know, is seen doodling or expresses that they like to draw or paint or work in some sort of art medium, then they will refer them to my program, especially if they need structured time and some sort of an organized activity.
And have you found through experience that this program actually helps the young people sort of straighten their lives out?
It does. It does. You know, when the young people come into the program, they think that they're there to paint or draw. But in that process of developing artwork and planning art projects, these young people learn how to set goals. They learn how to work well with others. They learn how to make mistakes and overcome having those mistakes. So the more that they come and they learn these skills, the less likely they are to recidivate, therefore go back out in the community and commit crimes.
And what agencies work together to make this program happen?
Sure. The HALO program is actually a partnership between K-12 Tejas Gallery, which has been a longtime staple of youth-serving art gallery in the Dayton community, and the Montgomery County Juvenile Court Probation Department. This is our fourth unveiling, and we work very well together. We do get a lot of support from the Ohio Arts Council and the Juvenile Court Foundation and other local charities.
Where are some of the murals that have been completed in previous years?
The previous murals that we have displayed in the community are actually on East 3rd Street and Sears Street by the Cannery Building close to 5th 3rd Field where the Dayton Dragons play. Recently, a year ago, K-12 bought a new building, and they are located on the south end of downtown now. So we are actually unveiling this round of murals on an abandoned building located on Main Street and Jefferson Street in downtown. So we're spreading our museum on the street now to the south end of downtown, and so you'll be able to soon see HALO artwork all over the city.
So all of the new murals, I think there are four of them now, are they all going to be in that same area you just mentioned?
Yes, sir.
So what is depicted on these new murals?
Previously, we actually did two different projects this year. Two of the four murals that are being unveiled are master replicas. One of them is a Henri Matisse, and the other one is a, I believe, Vincent van Gogh. So what the young people did is they studied the styles of those two artists. And the other two murals, the artists actually challenged the young people to draw art for children, and he didn't want them to be kids drawing. He wanted them to be their drawing, but in a childlike, whimsical motif. So he challenged the kids, and they actually drew this painting, or these two paintings, with their non-dominant hand. And they created a childlike fantasy scene of children and animals playing on an open field, flying kites, and actually the first original artwork that the HALO program kids will be unveiling this year.
Brittany Long is the spokesperson for Montgomery County, Ohio's HALO Art Program for young people caught up in the juvenile justice system. I'm Steve Hirschberg.